KGMI Morning News Extra.
Airlines that fly out of Bellingham International Airport have been consistently expanding their service to places like Los Angeles and Las Vegas, and most seem to be happy with that, but our guest now, Matt Paskus, a concerned citizen, says we should think twice about allowing that expansion. Good morning, Matt. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Joe. How are you? Thanks for having me on this morning.
You bet. Now, what's behind your objection to expanded service at Bellingham International Airport?
You bet. Hey, Audrey, Joe, the United States has more airports than any other country in the world, and within 100 miles of Bellingham, we have Abbotsford, Vancouver, SeaTac, and next year Everett coming online. And when you start thinking about the environmental impacts, and for all of us that live under the flight patterns or in Puget Sound region, this should raise, you know, a red flag, because when you hear that the port has hired an out-of-town marketing guy or consultant to help bring jet aircraft here, especially to Everett, Bremerton, and Port Angeles, this generates an extra layer of emissions over Puget Sound. I think selling convenience in many cases has destroyed our planet, and especially the flights to Vegas don't help either, especially when you consider the flights are filled with 85% of Canadian passengers. So if the Port of Bellingham is painting a little eelgrass here and there or having a Clean Ocean Marina website with famous environmentalist quotes, then I think there's a little bit of hypocrisy going on, not just here, but everywhere.
Well, I have to ask you, Matt, because you said that you do live by the airport. So does part of your objection have to do with maybe noise pollution? And just some of what may come from living close to an airport?
Well, you know, I think we all live close to an airport. When you think about the pattern, you know, I was walking my dog yesterday at Lake Padden, and you hear Air Legion take off. So it's not just me. It's everybody. And you're not only talking about noise. You're talking about the emissions, CO2. I mean, I think we're hearing about global warming in the news.
Now, are you, well, do you feel like you're kind of a voice, a lone voice in the wilderness, or have you talked to other people who agree with you?
Oh, I think, you know what it is? I think it's the FAA in terms of how the rules are set. I mean, you're looking at, and what do? Battle the aviation industry? I mean, we have a history of flight in the Northwest. I mean, I used to work for Boeing. But, you know, if we can have all these airports, I think it's important that we build the infrastructure to those airports and not have to submit or be hit with, like, all these other regional airports where Allegiant wants to expand. As I said, I mean, they're looking at Bremerton and who knows where else. I mean, these little regional airports cause a lot of problems and headaches, I think, for city planners and for people who live underneath a flight pattern.
I think on the flip side of that, some people would say it's good for the local economy, and even if there are a lot of Canadians on those flights, they are coming in through Bellingham. So what would you say to that?
Well, I don't know how many jobs are part-time versus full-time at the airport or how many mini shampoo bottles are, you know, bought at Freddy's before each flight, but I also know that the jobs may not be sustainable if we are looking at lower BC catchment that the airport depends on. I mean, WestJet, Everett, or Abbotsford Airport could take it all, and we'd be left with nothing. I mean, I enjoy Horizon. I think it's perfect. But what I also know is that GM and Boeing have excellent engineers, and I think they can build an excellent rail system.
All right, Matt Paskus, a concerned citizen, worried about the increased traffic at Bellingham International Airport. Do you have a website where people can find out more?
You bet. BLINET.org.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You bet. We'll check the markets next as the morning news continues on KGMI.